Page 32. Using the cloud safely. As cloud usage expands, so do security risks. Holding everything from highly personal medical and social media material to confidential financial and corporate documents, internet-based cloud services are gathering an enormous trove of information. Already a quarter of the world's business data, that is proving a powerful lure for hackers. In light of recent breaches at web marketer Epsilon, LinkedIn, and Twitter, along with surveys showing such attacks alarmingly common among businesses, many experts say too little is being done to prevent cyber crooks from pilfering credit card numbers, trade secrets, and other sensitive data on the cloud. "It's scary," said Eric Chiu, co-founder and president of security company HITRUST. "If a hacker gets access to that information," he said, "they've got the keys to your kingdom. They can make copies of everything you have, and they can potentially destroy your data center." How does it work? Although definitions of cloud computing vary, it usually involves a shared service that lets customers access their data using internet-based software or servers. Cloud storage can cut a company's costs and make it easy to retrieve information from nearly anywhere via the internet. The cloud is used to send email, print from mobile devices, exchange medical information, share on social networks, and much more. Just among cloud document storage services, such as Dropbox and Google Drive, the number of subscribers will double from 625 million this year to 1.3 billion in 2017, according to market researcher IHS. A risky choice? Corporations have been among the biggest adopters. Research firm Gartner has predicted that the worldwide revenue from public clouds will soar from $91.4 billion in 2011 to $206.6 billion in 2016. Yet the trend poses risks. Symantec in January reported that 43% of the 3,236 businesses it queried had lost data in the cloud, although it didn't ask how much was due to cyber attacks. Those companies weren't alone. Of nearly 500 information technology professionals Intel recently surveyed, 46% said their firms had suffered a security breach, meaning their data was lost or accessed by unauthorized means. And most of the victims said they were experiencing more breaches than when they had kept the data on their own networks. Claiming responsibility. Some information placed in the cloud can get into the wrong hands because of equipment mishaps or employee foul-ups. But hackers are among the biggest concerns, and many businesses mistakenly assume their cloud providers will keep the crooks at bay, said J.D. Sherry of the security firm Trend Micro. While offering some protections, he said, the providers often leave security largely to their customers. That burden of responsibility typically falls upon the customer, and that often can be a huge challenge for a lot of folks, he said. Amazon provides a wide array of security measures for its cloud services, according to a company statement. But it said a customer of those services assumes responsibility and management of the guest operating system, including updates and security patches, other associated application software, as well as the configuration of the Amazon-provided security group firewall. Planning for the inevitable. According to Eve Mahler, a Forrester Research Principal Analyst, even a social media site break-in can cause havoc. The bad guys might see direct messages containing personal information meant for the company or could send out messages that harm the company's brand or business, she said. Breaches of corporate financial data and trade secrets could be far more serious, and cloud-based companies will have to become quicker at responding to cyber attacks, said Art Gilliland, General Manager of Enterprise Security Products at Hewlett-Packard. Even so, he predicted more companies will be victimized as they shift their data into the ether. It's going to happen, he said. It's inevitable. Vocabulary focus. Lure. Breach. Pilfer. Query. Foul up. Configuration. Inevitable.